is a comedy set in Edinburgh, and in that festival city deals with the backstage politics and the world of amateur opera.
Turn that thing off. Turn it off, Barbara.
Dress Up and Sing by Harry Quinn and Colin Douglas. Dress up and sing.
Is it all right now?
No, it's not.
So, will it take long?
It will take a number of French mechanics some days at the very least.
But I thought the opera...
Assuming we can find some.
But we have to get the car on the train by 5 o'clock.
There's probably a dealership in Toulouse. I'll look in the book.
There isn't another motor rail thing for 3 days, if we can get a booking.
Yes, there is one, in Toulouse. And there's something quite promising near here. Looks really good. 3 stars for food. We can have a couple of days relaxing while they're sorting the car
out. But, Philip, we can't.
Yes, we can. It's only money. And the Canal de Vaux on Papillote are highly recommended.
But the meeting's on Monday. My opera meeting. My opera. Nixon. Nixon in China.
You need to learn, eh, Mummy? No, Mummy.
Nixon in what?
China.
Nixon? In China? That's one I don't think I've come across. Unless it's late Puccini. Of course not. The dates are all wrong.
Hadn't heard of it myself, Hector, until 4 weeks ago. And it's certainly not poor old Puccini. Nothing in it they're going to whistle on the way home. But she sprung it on us at the last meeting, out of the blue, when you were away in Blackwater Foot.
I'm sorry, Doctor.
No, Hector, not your fault. You must have your golf.
I'm awfully sorry.
None of us fully anticipated the impact of our new chairwoman, or chair.
Quite.
So unexpected after old Sandy.
Mind you, there were always one or two things about Barbara. Sorry. In retrospect, moments I recall from our Cavalleria Rusticana a couple of years ago. You remember that wee bit outside the church?
Oh,
God. Just an alto in the chorus, but full of her own ideas. Never too kindly to directions.
Well, now she's giving them, so tonight's meeting could have been quite interesting.
Could have been?
Yes. Moira, a couple of large mechanics. When you remember.
Robin! Robin, dear. 2 Zapatista lagers. Robin, from the fridge, if you possibly could. Chilled.
You know, Gary, he's spending far too much time at that end of the bar. But you can see why. Anyway, where was it?
It's Ralph, the voice.
It's ready, Gary. It's been released. As Alder's brought out the me and me. A marvellous teacher. So I can't wait to get...
Nixon's your role. You all over.
Not sure about the 5 o'clock shadow. But that's someone else's problem.
It could be marvellous, Ralph. Could have been written for you. You're exactly what Barbara and I had in mind.
I've been wondering about her, just from what you've said.
Oh, an absolute puppet. I think she actually fancies me.
Well, la-dee-da. Still, might not do you any harm, Gary.
There are limits, but she's awfully good in committees, and we work so well together, for each other.
Lovely.
And for you. I've been looking forward to this evening for quite a while. It's all sewing up.
Really terribly unfortunate. Stuck somewhere in the south of France.
Oh, dear. And they'll have the 2 wee girls with them. Oh, that must be awful, Douglas. What happened?
Some kind of mechanical problem. Not simple. Parts from Sweden and all that sort of thing. My secretary took the call. Of course, I couldn't bring back. Even if I'd wanted to. It could be 5 days at least.
Maybe we should postpone the meeting. What do you think?
tricky one, Hector. So I had a wee look at the constitution of the society. And of course our committee members are such busy people. I don't think we'll need to inconvenience them further.
She'll be terribly upset.
Quite. But of course Dolly will be expecting us. Mm. I think our wee committee meetings are quite an event for her. She enjoys putting on a show. Her celebrated kipper patty and her cracker. She may even have the heating on.
But it is awfully good of her. My place is so convenient.
Even if some of our humbler committee members find it a little formidable.
The paintings. All those enormous MacTaggarts.
Cows in the mud near Tornaveen.
It's the stag at bay in the downstairs toilet that I've never quite got used to.
Do you think we've got time for another one?
Oh, yes.
Just a wee one. Because, of course, Dolly will want to fill us all up all over again.
Yes.
Moira?
It's awful good of you, Dolly. Go to all this trouble.
Take your coat off, Senga. Oh, such a long way to come. From Broomhouse to Kilton. Oh, never mind, Marks.
Ox gangs, Dolly. Takes ages in a 27.
Oh, but lovely. Years since I've been out there. Practically in the country.
Oh, not so much these days, Dolly. But it's really quite handy for the new Safeways.
You'll have a wee drink, Senga.
Well.
I've always taken the view that committees are a social event. And a wee bit of mouse, Tessie. No, Taggart, not you.
You always go to such trouble.
Oh, it is no trouble at all. Just kippers, butter, lemon juice, bone the kippers, mash them with the butter, melted, of course, not too much lemon, season to taste. Oh, and the best of it is...
What, Dolly?
You can use broken kippers.
Broken kippers?
You know, the damaged ones. Half the price.
Some more. It's really nice.
You should speak to your fishmonger. No, Fabian, it's not for you. It's for our nice committee. Oh, you don't mind cats, do you, Sarah? Oh, that will be the boys. Or maybe Barbara. Excuse me. But you just help yourself. Another drink. More patty. No, Dixon. I'm sorry, Senga. They go very strange. It's probably the patty. They think it's for the
Dolly, how are you? It's been ages. Last season's last night party. But you're looking younger than ever.
Oh,
hello. Dixon, little chap.
Come away in, boys. Mind and wipe your feet. Oh. Hector, how nice to see you.
Very nice to see you, Dolly.
No sign of Barbara yet. Or that young man of hers.
No, Dolly. No gossip. But I'm sure they'll be along.
Senga, and how's the lovely keeper of our purse strings?
Good hauls, caravan again. I hope the weather wasn't too unkind.
And yourself, Douglas, boating again?
Well, yes, Western Isles, in fact, and jolly boating weather. We'll be lucky. Dolly, is that your kipper patty?
Now, what do you have, boys? There's McCallum, Lefroig, Lagavulin.
Yes.
Have a drink. Maybe some patty. And tell me what you've got planned for us all this year.
Well, as you know, that very much depends on our new chairman. Or chair.
Yes, Barbara. Well, she'll be along soon. But maybe you have some idea.
It would be quite improper, of course, for me, just the director, to...
You know... I've always fancied Aida. It's got some lovely tunes. And we haven't done it since 1948.
Really? It's certainly got lovely tunes.
Oh, it's just such a grand sing to rum pom pom.
I don't know about the camels. And, of course, the elephants. Theatre managements can be so difficult.
I'm trying to remember what we did about them in 1948. Ah, excuse me. That'll be Barbara now. Just help yourself.
Douglas, I've really got to tell you. You have to understand. I don't think people realize.
Cough was a bit low. They always are, Sanger, this time of year. But thank God the bank manager's one of our most enthusiastic baritones. I'll get Fiona to fix a soothing lunch.
Our ex-bank manager, Douglas.
Good God. Old Cameron.
He's out. And there's a lot of it about, Douglas. Even the banks now. And I've had a very nasty letter from someone else.
Presumably not one of our tenors.
No, Douglas. Will you look at that?
Good God. 8,000 down.
I was never in favour of Il Trovatore.
Oh, all water under the bridge now.
It's certainly come home to roost.
8,000. Oh, dear.
A peplum? Oh, not a peplum. Oh, it is. It really is a peplum. You know, Miss Grant, of all the Glasgow boys, he's quite my favourite.
Really? Oh, my father knew him quite well. But it is a nice wee picture.
And MacTaggart. You know, he's really undergoing a revival.
We're in here, Mr.
Oh, just call me Gary, Miss Grant.
Gary? Oh, really? Like Gary Cooper?
Sort of. Yeah, well, no, not really. No,
come away in any way. I'm going to drag your feet.
Gary, lovely to see you. And how are you? You're looking tremendously well. Mykonos, San Francisco.
There's just so much to see to for this production. As you must know, after all these years, I mean, you've done so many of them yourself.
Oh, well, the operas have changed from the flighty world of ag and fish at the Scottish office.
Barbara was sick. You're thinking...
Now, Mr. Gary, you'll have a wee drink.
Oh, yes, a Perrier, if you have it.
Oh, I don't think...
Never mind.
Just sit yourself down, Mr. Gary.
Oh, my God!
Oh, please, really, are you all right here? Oh, you look like a Mickey man sit on you. Oh, yes.
Is he all right?
And all right.
And you, Gary?
I'll live. Now, I wonder if we shouldn't be getting down to business. There's really quite a lot. Sanger, could you possibly double as minute secretary again?
Thanks, awfully. All right, Sanger?
I mean, shouldn't we just...
And may I say right away... How grateful we are once more to Dolly for her almost overwhelming hospitality. Here, here.
Now,
in providing for this, the inaugural meeting of the Planning Committee for what I believe is now the 83rd season of the Edina Classic Opera Guild, incorporated in the words of our Constitution, and, I quote, as a voluntary, amateur, and continuing society for the diversion of its participants and the edification of its patrons. Aims to which I am glad to say, after all those years, we still wholeheartedly subscribe.
Yeah, yeah.
But Douglas, I mean, what about...
Take it from the lawyer, Gary. There's no arguing with our Constitution. Minutes of the last meeting, Sanger? The main points being the welcome artistic success of Hector's soundly produced 82nd season's offering, Trovatore.
Very enjoyable for
which
all.
Which sadly did not meet with the commercial rewards it so richly deserves. And the appointment of our First Lady, in both senses, Barbara Bramley, as chairman for the 83rd season. And the first woman to chair our society in its entire history.
Well, that's exactly the whole
point. Mr. Guthrie! A development all of us welcome, and many of us had felt was long overdue. Mrs. Bramley brings to the post a considerable experience in the alto chorus, and a formidable administrative mind tempered by years... Good gracious, what am I thinking of, Sanger? I knew there was something.
Oh, come here, Farrow. Now, just come here and sit.
Apologies, Sanger. Apologies.
Oh, I'm sure it's nothing.
No, Sanger. I should have explained straight away. We have an apology from Barbara.
She's not coming.
Who sadly, and for reasons totally out with her control, is unable to be with us for this very important meeting.
Oh, but she's not here. I mean, surely there's no way we can possibly go on.
Sir, my car broke down.
in France.
Oh, dear. Ah, with her children, oh, poor thing.
Which brings us, I'm afraid, to a minor excursion into our Constitution. The general principle being that the show must go on.
Particular
points of relevance in the circumstances being that the secretary, in this instance myself, has pro tem authority to act vice the chairman, or chair, the meeting being otherwise quorate. Please forgive the jargon.
Oh, Douglas, you know perfectly
well. In layman's terms, Mr. Guthrie, I'm in charge.
Of course they look like snails, Sophie. They are snails. Would you like one?
Yeah.
All the more for me. Sorry, darling. How's your glass? This is actually quite a fine. Ooh. One could almost forgive the Volvo. Any splash? Go on.
I don't know how you can sit there enjoying yourself.
We could have a whole 3 weeks here next year. Sure you don't want to try one, Sophie? All buttery and garlicky and sort of slimy.
Just finish your salad, Sophie.
Before my snails come over and do it for you.
Oh, Philip, for God's sake.
Something the matter, darling?
You know perfectly well, Philip.
Oh, Mummy's opera. Of course. Don't worry, darling. Car'll be ready tomorrow, motor rail Thursday, home Friday, and then a long weekend. No use complaining. Shall we? Very good.
No, thank you.
Mm. Sorry, you don't mind if I do. Here's to the Volvo's famed reliability. Where would we be without it?
We'd be in bloody Edinburgh.
Mummy said bloody?
Mummy's probably cross about something, dear.
Mummy's very cross about her opera and her committee and her meeting. A very important meeting which Mummy should be chairing right this very minute.
Of course, darling. That. But I'm sure you needn't worry. You have talked to Douglas.
For two solid working days, Douglas has been in a meeting.
A busy chap. Still, Jean-Paul.
Anything could be happening at that meeting, and I wouldn't trust Douglas as far as I could throw him.
Monsieur.
Jean-Paul, encore une autre bouteille de cette chablette merveilleuse. Merci.
Bien sûr. Everything okay?
Absolument.
Et pour madame?
Merci beaucoup. Sod you.
Mummy, it's so good.
It's French, darlings. Now, how about some pudding?
Thank you, Madam Treasurer. A clear statement and very frankly put. All of which brings us to the main business before us this evening, the choice of the opera for this season.
Barbara's absolutely clear. For
if I might just take one thing at a time, we face a slight dilemma. While there is no doubt whatsoever about the energy and sense of purpose which Mrs. Bramley will doubtless bring to the company her return, given her unfortunate absence, perhaps you, Gary, could give us some indication of what she might have had in mind for us.
You mean I can speak now?
The floor is yours, dear boy.
Thank you. Barbara's perfectly clear about her mandate. As I've been trying to say for some time now, she sees us taking things forward. A year of change and challenge, she said. A chance to bring in new ideas and bring on the younger element.
Really?
We thought closely about three pieces, all of them recognised classics.
Oh, well,
from the modern repertoire. No. And not Puccini. We're talking the electrification of the Soviet Union, Les Sept Étoiles d'Hiroshima, and Nixon in China.
Perhaps you could tell us a little more about it, Mr. Guthrie.
Well, you'll know soon enough. But if I tell you, it treads a fine line between the lyrical and the ironic without sacrificing symbolism.
What?
Then perhaps you'll have some idea.
Well, I must say that sounds very interesting, Gary. And a great challenge for the company.
And just how many is in the chorus?
It's essentially a chamber work, with much to be gained from restraint.
How many is that?
I'm sorry, I don't...
Perhaps it would be helpful for you, Mr. Guthrie. Gary, if you were to be aware of what we jokingly call relative values. As Senga will tell you herself, a chorus member's value is directly proportional
to your own audiences. I mean, think of the Glasgow Six in the 70s.
That was Glasgow in the 70s, before the recession.
She's right, you know. It's terribly difficult now. Even finding sponsors is a nightmare.
Your plumbers went bust.
Barbara's absolutely clear. This is exactly the time to take a risk.
they might be right, Douglas. We've been terribly predictable.
There's things you don't realise about this business, Gary. It's about principles.
Well, with respect, madam, that's exactly what Barbara and I are getting at.
Principles? There's only so many people in Edinburgh even half fit to sing principal roles. And if we want them to sing for us, we have to make up our minds and quick.
Anyone any idea what the opposition's up to?
Well, G&S is doing Gondoliers. Oh. Lyric Lights got Oklahoma. Oh. And the Civil Servants is doing Annie Get Your Gun. It's a jungle out there.
Good gracious, it is a jungle out there.
And they all have big choruses, all selling tickets, bums on seats.
But Barbara's absolutely...
We have a very difficult decision to make, and there is no doubt we have to make it tonight. So, if I might suggest a compromise...
Nabucco. Nabucco!
Yes, bloody Nabucco by Verdi.
Bloody Nabucco by bloody Verdi.
Well, I couldn't do a thing. You said you'd be back, but you...
You sat there and let them do that to us?
They set it up. Call it a committee. Dolly's flat. I mean, even the bloody cats were in it.
Bloody Nabucco, the slave bloody chorus. Gary, how could you do this to me?
Oh, well, I'd just like to see what you'd have done. I mean, sitting there in a bloody museum with half a dozen incontinent cats going up.
Mommy, don't be late to learn. Again.
God knows what she's going to say when she actually gets here. She was hell on the phone. Nabucco. Na-bloody-bucco. And of course, it's all my fault.
God, how awful for you, Gary.
It was going to be my big break.
Nabucco? Isn't that the one...
My career, even. Oh, the things I was going to do with Nixon.
Oh, yes, I know it. Nabucco. Bondage, slaves, and a princess.
And it's all off now. One committee meeting... That old bag's cat.
And a prince, a tenor. Me, pissed on my shoe.
Actually peed on my loafers.
Ishmael. What? The Nabucco tenor part. The lead, a prince. Jewish hero, actually. Me. What? So when do I audition?
Oh, you can't be serious.
Ishmael. He's me. He's me all over.
Oh. Robin, please.
Can't wait to meet my princess. And your actual Nabucco, who's doing him?
Honestly, Ralph, I've scarcely come to terms with losing Richard.
Richard?
Nixon, Ralph. And the bloody Douglas will have something fixed already. Robin!
Okay.
Well played, Ackies! Oh, the boy's got it, Douglas. He really has.
Yes, a natural, Sinclair. See you a mile away. But to come back for a moment to the other thing, you haven't actually signed up for anything, have you?
We talking Mark?
Uh-huh.
Well, there were whisperings of a Grand Inquisitor, G&S, you know. Oh. Bloody dull, really.
Yes, yes.
Taste for drink combined with gout had doubled him up forever. But I heard the most awful things about your outfit. Some bloody woman running wild.
No.
Oh, well done, Jamie! Now Aggie's fine sight, long legs and channel two more. Come on, Aggie! Drive! Oh, God!
Pity. But you haven't actually signed up for anything, have you, Sinclair? Because all of a sudden we seem to be doing Nabucco.
Oh, Nabucco. Oh, good. Oh, wonderful scene.
Title role, Sinclair?
March? Should be fine.
Yes, that's it.
And who have you got? Oh, come on, Jamie! Box kick, damn it! Box kick! Oh, God!
Oh, dear. Pity about that. But very good news on the Nabucco front.
What? Holger Donnell, be my third. Who's in charge?
Old Hector, again?
Oh, marvellous. You know exactly where you are with Hector. First-rate traffic police.
Just what we need.
Herding the housewives around, keeping my exits clear. Splendid.
So, that's it.
God, already? You know, I worry about Jamie.
Well, seems perfectly all right to me. In fact, I thought he played rather well.
No, played like a bloody novice. Over here, Jamie. He's 11 next week.
I don't think you realize, Barbara, there was absolutely no choice. I did my best for you. God knows this society of ours needs change, but I was completely outgunned.
Well, I must say...
Audiences, Barbara, brute economics, or as Sanger would put it in her forthright ox gags way, bums. Bums on seats. So there was absolutely nothing I could do.
This was going to be our breakthrough year, Douglas. I saw it on the Late Show. Sarah and I go back forever, you know? And I'm sure we could have taken Nixon on tour.
To China?
Everything okay, madame?
More shabbily, Barbara? It's going down rather well.
No more shabbily for me, thank you, Douglas.
Pity. No more shabbily, Jean-Paul. But I think I'll allow myself a brandy with a coffee.
Oui, monsieur.
Lovely to see you again, Barbara. Looking so relaxed.
The holidays are holidays.
And nothing awful to come back to? One hears such things about higher education, especially in the new university.
Nothing awful, thank you, Douglas. One remains in demand. Media Studies Scott Beck modules are, if anything, oversubscribed.
Really?
Thank you.
Good boy, you, monsieur.
Oh, thank you.
There is no doubt that a number of people have been seriously let down, Douglas.
Barbara, I'm the first to appreciate that in no sense did you run for president on a Nabucco ticket.
Nabucco?
No, but there are Nabuccos, Barbara, and Nabuccos. And if you'll forgive me for saying so, I see this as a Nabucco. Indeed, a landmark Nabucco.
I can tell you what we had in mind.
Your Nabucco, Barbara.
What we had in mind, Gary and I?
Oh, but of course, Gary. Can I be completely frank with you about
Gary is a very talented young man.
Exactly my point. Gary has so much to offer in our breakthrough year. A most impressive young man.
But what about...
A real discovery on your part. And of course, Hector. Yes, Hector.
You know, the one person who stands between this company and the 20th century.
Oh, Barbara, Hector was the first, other than you, of course, to see Gary for what he was. Hector would be delighted.
But what about...
If there was anything you could do to persuade Gary to co-direct.
Co-direct?
It's what the company needs, Barbara. The dream ticket, Hector and Gary.
Gary and Hector? Honestly, Douglas...
But it all depends on you, Barbara, on your powers of persuasion. And frankly, Barbara, between ourselves, old Hector's simply looking for a way to lay down the burdens. As soon as he decently can. So, if you could get Gary on board...
Monsieur?
Oh, just a brandy, thank you, Jean-Paul. Barbara? No? Oh. And the bill, I think.
Oui, monsieur.
Awfully good, my dear.
Thank you. Thank you all. Thank you all so much.
Certainly. Very, very good. A most accomplished audition piece.
I have to tell you, I somehow don't see myself auditioning for a part.
You're not? So why are you here?
I see tonight more as a pivotal moment for me personally, in my life experience. It could be a potentially empowering life choice, in a situation rich in risk and danger for me, personally.
Oh, I think you'll find everybody very friendly.
You need to know more about me. But if I tell you my name, which is Candice Lou Burghofer, and my hometown, which is Redshift, Colorado, and that I'm currently an Elmira senior majoring in women's studies, and my thesis concerns veganism as a feminist issue, and that most people call me Candy.
But you sing, sir. Beautifully.
You should know also that my music is part of me. And you ought to know that my therapist feels I'm now ready to use my voice and explore areas, including ethnic trauma, which were formerly very threatening to me.
Oh, so you are auditioning.
I hear what you're saying, Candy. It chimes with so much of my reading of the text.
Well, you can certainly sing, my dear.
Beautifully.
So we'll let you know very soon. Thank you, Miss... Miss...
Candy. And thank you. Thank you all. thank you all so very much.
Beautiful voice. A very interesting prospect.
Absolutely fascinating. I mean, tremendous insights.
But maybe a troubled girl. Dulally, I'd say. But we have to take her, no doubt about it. Remarkable voice. Nothing in Edinburgh like it.
So, there it is. We have a cast.
A very sound evening's work, if I may say so, Madam Chairman.
Thank you, Douglas.
Like I told you after the committee meeting, Dolly, I thought it was all fixed last year with Barbara when I voted for her. I mean, she as good as guaranteed me the big part. So I smiled at her when I went in. I did the things she said would be fine, and I was good. I was better than last year, and that was good enough for Leonora, and I was fabulous at that. I mean, everybody said I was, everybody. Even the evening news. It's stalwart, they said. No, I mean, that's good. I've still got the clipping. And when they got round to Nabucco, after all that, you know, that China nonsense, I said to myself, that's it. I'm Finnenna. Suits my range, my timber, and, well, you know, it's not too young a part. I mean, no, she could easily be 30. And Kirsten Flagstaff and they were singing it well into their 50s. Yes, so I do my wee piece. It's all smiles, you know, thanks very much. Barbara gives me a sort of thumbs up going out, and it's all gone very well. So out I go.
So sorry, Sting.
And when I came out, there was this wee bism. She couldn't have been 16. These wire glasses and leg warmers and sitting there in the waiting place doing yoga. I mean, yoga. And her trying to sing with a classic. You've got a lot to learn, Hen, I thought to myself. Then the next thing's Barbara's on the phone. La-di-da, terribly sorry, wonderful newcomer from America. I did my best for you. The men. You know how it is, darling. I do, I bloody do. I mean, Hector must be 50 and Douglas pushing 60. So, she's got my part. So there's the classic for you. 27 years loyal service, working my way up from slave girl to Leonora, to say nothing about being treasurer. And then, there you are in the scrap heap. At only 45.
That's terrible,
Sing. Oh, so it is. Then Barbara's got the face to tell me I'd still be welcome in the chorus.
Oh.
I'll definitely have to think about that.
Oh, what a shame. But you could always move to another company. You're very experienced. Have you thought about the Gilbert and Sullivan?
Them? I wouldn't lower myself.
I just thought.
Oh, no.
There it is, Sing.
Right enough, Dolly. See you at the rehearsals, then.
You should see us. There's Candy. Well, you voted for her. Absolute space cadet. Staff signs and herbal tea. I mean the teas. She can bring up to 6 of them, depending on what she thinks her voice might need. But not bad looking. Not bad at all. Once we've got through our off with the glasses, gee, you're beautiful, Miss Murgatroyd number.
Well, we thought so.
What did we think about Elspeth? Chugging in from Pennycook in her cravat to sing the Princess of Babylon. Well, I scored her, really. But the rest of her is pure GDR. Headscarf, mac, funny boots, plaid bag, and what we must call a generous figure. Vintage East Berlin. Stubs at her ciggy and then sings. Wonderful. It has to be said.
No, we didn't really have much choice.
No, she's wonderful. Everybody loves her. And she's awfully good for Candy. But really, the idea of her fancying me...
just in the opera, I trust.
Oh, God, I hope so. And then there's Admiral Jellicoe.
Who?
Our sailor boy. Sinclair. You must have voted for him too. Baritone. Our actual Nabucco. Etonian Scot. Class in spades. Loads of crinkly charm. quarter-deck voice and my tiny hand may never recover from his handshake, where do they find them? And why haven't I known for years about that?
So I take it the music rehearsals are going well.
Oh, puffy, puffy. Actually, it's hell. You've never seen Douglas in his music master mode. Nag, nag, nag. On and on about my B-flats. And all down in our dreary little drill hall, the Torrance Memorial Mausoleum of Beloved Memory. You'll see it when you start. And it'll be much more fun.
Will it?
Oh, yes. When you start. Production.
Me and Hector.
Don't worry. You'll run rings round Hector, the old pussycat.
There you are, Douglas. And a wee lemonade for Dennis when he comes.
Oh, thank you, Hector. And how's Ag and Fish?
Oh, it's all Brussels directives now. Oh, excuse me. About the size of your haddock and bureaucracy in the Scottish inshore fishermen. They just don't seem to mix at all well.
Yes, I can imagine.
It's bearable, though, for the pension. Oh, so, how's the music side coming on?
Oh, no use complaining. Principal's no worse than usual. Chorus no better, but at least we've got plenty of them. And the wee American lasses are real fine, so no real problems.
I'm still looking for a really big lad for the executioner. And somebody will turn up. Somebody always does. Okay.
So, I'll teach them to sing it. You'll come in and tell them where to stand. December? Third week? We'll get it all sorted out. We chat at the Christmas party, if not before, and then it's on with the motley. Again, business as usual.
Once more with feeling. Here he comes. Dennis! Over here, Dennis!
Sorry I'm late. Mix up, I'm afraid.
Well, you've got here. Lemonade? Good. Now, Hector and I have just been going through the non-technical side of things while we were waiting. You must know Nabucco, Dennis.
Somewhat. A bit. But a quick resume would still be helpful.
Ah, well, it's all fairly standard stuff. Old Testament. Tombs and dungeons. Yeah. Exile and bondage. Persians capture Jerusalem to start us off. And we begin in a ruined temple.
Yes, I see. Ruined temple.
And then it's off to Babylon.
So you might want some hanging gardens.
Probably not, thank you, Dennis. At least not this year. Just a palace, thank you.
I could have done you some very nice hanging gardens. I have contacts in the plant world.
Just a palace, Dennis. Then the dungeon.
Biggish. For our 80 or so slaves.
Of course! The slaves! Chorus! I know that. It's been on your 100 best tunes. Da-dee-da-da.
Oh, that's awfully good, Dennis, yes. Have you thought of auditioning? You've wasted on design.
Oh, yes, I see. Thank you very much, Douglas. I think I'll stick with my gauzes and flats. I've been having some ideas.
Yes, I see. Well, that's all been most interesting, Dennis. You can have a wee think about it all. And the three of us can get together again.
At the Christmas party, if not before.
Oh, yes. I do look forward to our Christmas get-together. It's become quite a highlight of my year.
But when we meet a helpless woman, we're on the main, 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 we saw the beer of the old gendarme. We're on the main, we're on the main, we're on the main, we're on the main, we saw the beer of the old gendarme.
Oh,
Excuse my conscience.
I've done ever so much work in the past few months, Douglas, and basically I'm recycling last year's Trovatore flat. You'll remember the castle, Douglas, but you wouldn't recognise it now in a million years. I've developed a very interesting technique with cheesecloth, polyfiller and emulsion. Now, for the temple...
Splendid, splendid, Dennis. I'm sure it'll be up to your usual... Your usual.
But you must realise I'm very stretched budget-wise. £200 isn't a lot for a temple, a palace, and a dungeon for 80.
Well, why don't you have a word with Senga? I'm sure she's over there somewhere.
I already have, Douglas. I don't feel I'm getting anywhere with her. In fact, the last time I approached her, she simply snapped, "Bums on seats, Dennis." I think that was quite uncalled for.
Well, Dennis, in an organisation like ours, we all have our crosses to bear. So, if you'll just excuse me, I must have a word with Barton.
And I do have another problem. Hector's been talking about the Ark in Act 1. I thought it was all in a temple.
Yes, yes, Dennis, but I do have to talk to Barbara.
Is the Ark actually in the temple?
Well, it is when they carry it in. The priests. Now, I really must...
So, the priests actually carry the Ark into the temple. I see. Oh.
That bloody man.
Dennis?
What other bloody man?
Oh, well, there's a Dennis in every company.
Obsessed with the bloody Ark now.
The Ark?
Well, you know, temple scene. Ark of the Covenant. Just a box. Simple enough. But he wants to make a meal of it.
Poor Dennis.
You feeling all right, Hector? Oh, another whiskey?
Oh, yes, I'd stay clear of the punch if I were you. But the typists seem to be enjoying it.
Love the duet, Sinclair.
Oh, thank you, Veronica. Love the tan. Pre-Christmas topper.
Seychelles, Sinclair. Lovely, quiet beaches.
So it goes all over.
Sinclair, if I tell you, it won't be a surprise.
Now, if I might, if it would please, now, the last thing I want to do is to stop people enjoying themselves. But if I might just, Thank you. I know this isn't a formal meeting as such of the society, but I feel I must say at least a few words about the season so far. How hard we've all worked with Douglas. Thank you, Douglas. Douglas, would you like to say a few words?
Oh, well, thank you, Barbara. A very few words. So far, so good. But as you all know, there's a bit more to this than the slave's chorus.
thank you, Douglas. Thank you. time enough for all that later. And we must also extend a traditional company welcome to Hector, our director. Thank you. Hector, who joins us once more for the vital process of bringing our work to life on the stage, is an old friend and a very familiar face. And this year, he'll be joined by our young co-director, Gary Guthrie.
Hi.
Gary comes to us with a distinguished track record of achievement in theatre, mainly with Bikeshed Cooperative here in Edinburgh. And after a very successful spell as writer-in-residence at the Young Offenders Unit. So, we're confident Gary will bring a much-needed freshness of vision to our Nabucco. So, it remains for me as chair simply to thank the women of the catering subcommittee for their usual splendid efforts. I understand there's a lot more punch left. But there are one or two more announcements. Senga has reminded me that your quotas for ticket sales, based on last year's splendid achievements, but of necessity somewhat upscaled to meet our new financial targets, will be issued shortly. And as always, at the first rehearsal of the new year, we will be expecting your usual generous efforts in the run-up to our bring and buy sale. And finally, as is customary at our Christmas party, it's a case of on with the dance.
About what, Sinclair?
About your tan. Let me guess. It's all very well for you, Barbara. You're in charge. You're not co-chair. You're it. The big enchilada, the head honcho. I'm a co-something with a real one who's been here forever. And awful as he is, they all love him. So he just doesn't have to listen. All very interesting, Gary, but these amateur folk, you can only do so much. And the more I think about it, the more I see Nabucco as having layers, depths even. For God's sake, it resonates with so much of what's going on in the world today. I want to do things with it.
I know, Gary. Just leave it with me.
What was it like this last year? Look at that. Spinach, quiche, pakoras. No sandwiches, no pies.
I like Greek Scotch pie. In moderation.
Well, of course, originally it was going to be Nixon. You knew that, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
And I was psychologically prepared. I mean, Nixon doesn't need physical preparation, unless you count 5 o'clock shadow and perhaps constipation.
Oh, man.
But when suddenly it's Nabucco, I mean, we're talking loincloths. That takes physical preparation. If they're going to see lots of me, there'd better be lots of me to see. So I'm spending 3 hours a day in the gym with a trainer and personal program and the computer thing that even talks to you. Hello, Ralph. It says, before my shirt's on. Yesterday, you pressed 150. I mean, that's loads. And loads more than when I started. But I don't expect you've ever been in a modern executive gym.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I have, Ralph. You're looking awfully well.
And then the diet. You can't just eat anything, especially if you're singing too. But apparently, muscle's all to do with protein and calories. A whole new world to me, Miss Grant.
Just come over here. It is calories you want. Over here.
Oh.
There's something. You're thirsty. Yes? Here? No, it's just full of calories and protein and goodness generally.
It's delicious. It really is.
It'll do you good.
I'm sure it will.
You should see what it does for next year.
Oh?
Ladies and gentlemen, now, will you take partners for one of our great company traditions, our Christmas party military Tuesday?
Miss Grant, may I have the pleasure?
Oh, I'm not your only one.
Thing, Hector. Saw them actually dance quite well.
What do you mean, Douglas?
Well, they're on the beat. Look, bloody miraculous. I wish they'd sing like that. You know, when I started in this thing, I used to think I'd conduct and they'd follow. I know now. They sing, I follow, the band follows me, and on a good night, we all finish together.
Come on, I'm sitting this one out like no wallflower. Come along, shake a leg with me. Quick military thing.
Oh, really, Barbara? Oh,
well. And I'll be back for you, Douglas, so don't stray too far.
Oh, God.
Come on, Hector.
Just a wee bit out of condition.
You are all right.
A wee annual soirees. The nearest thing
get to exercise these days.
Are you all right?
Let him breathe. Loosen his tie and his cuff. Just stand back, please, people. We must have a doctor.
I'm sure we've got about half a dozen. Jay, please, you. Where is Hugh?
Hector? Hector, old chap. Yes, let's just get an ambulance, urgently. Hector, old chap. Hector.
Oh, God. And it does go all over.
I thought you'd like that.
Certainly do.
Does Amanda really think rehearsals go on till midnight?
They always have. Where's George?
It's squash night.
Squash? Till midnight?
Oh, God. You don't think...
Oh, of course not, my dear. Lots of chaps fit in a drink or two after... squash? Should I take you home now?
Well, no hurry, huh?
Oh, once more with feeling.
You don't. That's what Hector says. Oh, gosh. Poor Hector. Do you think he's going to be all right? He did look awful.
Oh, God, I hope so. Well, I can't be certain.
His heart, do you think?
Well, we shouldn't have thought so. Not with him coughing up blood. But probably something quite serious.
I think we should probably just go home now, eh?
Well, I'm sure you're right. In the circumstances...
You can hardly blame the buffet.
No.
I'm sure there's more to it than that. He's always been so, you know, robust for his age.
Is there any word yet?
What?
Have you heard anything from the hospital?
I thought you would know, being our oldest member.
I've heard nothing. But I'd like to know. Oh, he's such a nice man. And it was terribly worrying at the time.
It certainly was. And you know, I'm not medically qualified, but I have sung the title role in La Traviata, and I know what it means when you cough up that amount of blood.
Oh, poor Hector.
Call it awful illness, mortality, bereavement. We're coming to terms with death in someone so close, so dear, so well, integral to the summer things. Oh, thank you, Robin. Looks delicious. But we have to face up to the facts, Gary. He was. He is getting on. And he's been failing for some time when you look back on it.
Well, he had a bit of a cough.
There was much more to it than that, Gary. He'd been coasting, didn't he, on his reputation for years, come to think of it. I mean, if you go back a bit and think about his cab and pack. No thanks. No more tzatziki, thank you, Robin. I mean, it was perfectly clear the man was beginning to lose it. So sad when they hang on. Happens all the time in the arts. Well, think of Klemperer, Jagger, Madonna. And God, well, the company's full of them. Dolly being the most obvious example.
Oh, God, yes. I couldn't agree more. Have you seen her flat?
Yes, last year. Not this year. She's got to go. I mean, they all have. Too many of them. Too old, too set in their ways. God, I've been there. They pay their subs, think they're the company. They've done it all before and they're not going to change. What did you have in mind for the chorus?
Absolute minimum.
20?
5.
5. Good God. But marvelous. Nabucco chorus of 5. That's news, I mean. It could tour. Arts Council sponsorship guaranteed.
First Nabucco and then Bechula?
I was thinking more of Avignon. The festival.
Well, let's not count our chickens.
How about a dozen?
More wine, Barbara? It's a Chablis.
Oh, why not? I'm not driving. There's not much time, is there?
Fewer people, the less that matters. So there's no hurry. But I think we could probably get away with 10. 3 men, 3 women.
And?
Well, ambiguity, Barbara. We have to read the text for today. I mean, 4 where you genuinely don't know.
Great!
Is everything all right for you? Everything's wonderful.
Don't put your daughter on the stage, Mrs. Worthington. Don't put your daughter on the stage.
Hector, how are you?
Douglas,
good of you to come in.
Oh, not at all. Everyone says their best, practically the whole company.
Lots of them have been in too. Very touching. And all the cards.
Any news yet?
No. All the usual stuff. Few more tests. No real news. But you can sort of tell.
Really?
I've nothing to worry about. Margaret will be well set up. And the kids are all off on hands.
Really, Hector? As bad as that?
Of course, I'm sorry to let the company down. I've always been fond of Nabucco. But you'll manage. Of course you will.
Tricky, I'd say. Oddest thing, been trying to get hold of Barbara for days. She's just not returning my calls.
Christmas is such a busy time.
Oh, I think there's more to it than that. Oh, your doctor. Perhaps I should slip away.
Don't let me break up your party. Or good day, sir. Wayne Benson, registrant of the great cough doctor. Hector, Mr. Harriet, got some news for you.
Really?
Nothing spectacular, just another test. Bronchoscopy. Quick peep inside your tubes tomorrow morning. And don't worry, you won't feel a thing. And I might just tell us what's going on in there.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Benson. Nice big like that. Well, most of them are all right. And hospitals aren't such bad places once you're used to them.
No, I've never liked them. I suppose, like most Edinburgh solicitors, I much prefer visiting folk in jail. It's so much more predictable, if you know what I mean.
Speak your word.
Thank you, Muriel. Bit of hush, everybody. Now, I know we're all concerned and upset about Hector, and many of you will know how seriously ill he is. But, as we all know, the show must go on. That is our tradition, and very much what Hector would have, would wish. But in this difficult time, there are some grounds for optimism about our production. Please settle down. Fortunately, thanks to the foresight of our secretary, Douglas, we have to hand in our co-director an immediate and highly qualified replacement who commands the confidence of us all. Yes, settle down, please. As of now, Gary will be taking over from tonight. And I know he has some very exciting ideas about our 83rd season production. Ideas that will take us to the very forefront of opera and indeed the performing arts in Scotland. Gary?
Thank you, Barbara. Now, company, I want you all to listen very carefully.
I don't know what he's thinking about, Douglas, but he definitely hasn't thought about the money side yet. Anika spent hundreds on 40 proper slave girl outfits.
Yes, Singer, I know.
And the chorus doesn't want to stand in lines, the way he says. Like a bus queue in Pilton. I mean, that's what the half of them do anyway, stand in bus queues in Pilton. And they didn't come here to be reminded of it.
I know, Singer.
Another one here. Yes, a large one. You second?
Oh, good eye. Just a Bacardi and pineapple.
A Bacardi and pineapple.
Honest, Duchess. As many as 10 members are on their way out. 10 members. Maybe 100 tickets. Say, £600. Walking out, just like that. Douglas, you've got to do something.
Douglas, I wonder if I might clarify a point or two with you.
Well, perhaps not just at this moment.
Mainly this business about the Ark. Mm. It could end up quite sizable. Could I just confirm the dimensions with you?
I think it's all in the book, Dennis.
The book?
The book. The book of the show. The Bible. It's all in there, in cubits. Now, I really must...
Oh, I see. Well, I'll just look it up then. Thank you, Douglas.
I really must have a word with Sinclair. But I do agree with you, Dennis. It's all a bit of a minefield.
A minefield? Nobody told me anything about that.
Is the amount of work and sheer hard cash I put into the previous concept. It was all going to be so completely different. Flesh, flesh, flesh. And I'd really worked on it. I mean, you have no idea how I'd sweated for my picks. You should see my quads and my lats. And now nobody's going to see anything. Raggy, straighty jams, oversized, great shuffly boots. Honest, I could spit.
Well, I know how you feel, Rob. I know how you feel. I mean, I totally accept that Verdi was right in Hebrew, but I mean, people were slaves, you know. And I totally accept Gary's concept, the centrality of the Holocaust in world history. But as a Jewish American only two generations post-Holocaust, I simply don't know if I had the personal reserve to confront the resonances involved, to see myself there. I really don't know if I can handle it.
I think I know what you mean, Candy. Gary certainly used the word kablinka several times, so I'm really not sure where my Babylonian palace fits in now.
Oh, I don't hear anything so ridiculous.
I am not at all happy about standing around in gumboots on scaffolding in the dark.
No, quiet, quiet.
I didn't work on this marvellous tan just for you, Sinclair. I was looking forward to being a slave girl. You know, thongs, beads, and not much else.
So were we all, my dear.
Oh, I'd have been good at that.
Oh, yeah.
Now it's bloody raincoats and boots. And I am definitely not having my head shaved for him. And does he think he is?
Tricky one.
Sinclair, you are just going to have to talk to Douglas about it, or someone.
But what can I do?
Anyone who knows everyone must know someone who could do something. Please, Sinclair, for us.
Well, I'll certainly do my best.
Evening, Sinclair. Hello, Veronica.
Oh, God.
Very interesting evening, I thought. Lots to take home and think about. I was really quite...
I'm afraid you'll have to excuse me. Dennis must have a word with Douglas.
Oh. What did you think, Veronica?
Sinclair!
I'll tell you another thing. I didn't like the sound of his workshops. It's all very well for him. See me, I work in a shop all bloody day, and I come to the opera to enjoy myself. But he'll laugh. You'd sing, drink afterwards.
Well, I hear what you're saying, but I know where he's coming from. Like, realism is a big concept in music drama.
Realism? Drama? If I wanted them, I could just as well stay at home. Oh, and see shaving your head. You can forget that. Do you know what I'm going to do, Candy? I'm going to have a word with Douglas.
I don't know about you, Dolly. Never lived through a rehearsal like it.
There never has been a rehearsal like it.
And afterwards, thought I'd never get away. They all seem to think I can sort it out.
I hope you can, Douglas. Because if you can't, nobody can. And because if you'd put your foot down about this co-director nonsense right at the beginning, we'd never have had any of this.
But, Dolly, nobody could have expected Hector to go like that.
Poor Hector. And in his place, that silly young man with all those Sunday paper ideas and no sense. That's not what folk want. They want color, excitement, a bit of fun. You You know what people really want. They want to dress up and sing. And if we don't do something about all this, Douglas, oh, I really don't know what's going to happen.
Hmm? Hector? How are you? Oh, listen, you're going to love this. We had bets on you. I've won, and so have you, I suppose. In fact, we've both cleaned up. Hmm? You know, you had this thing on your chest x-ray? Looked horrible, like real bad.
Cancer, maybe.
Yep, well, that's what they thought. And they lost.
So what is it?
What I thought. Funny little thing. Seen two or three of them in my time. Mainly in abos. You ever had TB, Hector?
You know, I believe I have. Price of a colonial childhood. Quite a lot of Gold Coast kids got it.
That explains it. And this thing you've got now, that isn't a tumour, sort of grows in the scar of your old TB.
Don't like the sound of that.
Like I told you, it looks horrible. Got a horrible name, aspergilloma. But it's not a problem. We'll just take out that bit of the lung. End of story. Cure.
An operation of some kind.
Yeah, but minor stuff. Latest technology. In and out takes about half an hour, and all you notice when you wake up is a band-aid in your armpit.
And that's it?
That's it, Hector. And you'll probably feel better than you've felt for years. Back to work end of next week if you want.
I was prepared for much worse.
You'd have lost your money.
That's very good. Very good indeed. When?
Tomorrow. Morning. And quite soon you feel great, Hector. Back to your work and this play of yours.
That'll be nice. I hate to let them down. The folk in the opera.
Opera, is it? You're kidding.
Amateur, you understand. But they take it very seriously.
No, I sure do. Carried a few spears myself once, back home, at uni. For the usual reasons. Lovely girl.
Hello, Douglas Dalglish.
Douglas, Hector here. I've just had some rather good news.
Thank you. Now, as some of you may have already heard, there's been some terribly good news for the company, for the production, and of course for Hector himself. Hector, wonderful to have you back with us.
Thank you all very much. Thank you. Thank you for all the cards. It's nice to be back. Now then, ladies and gentlemen, positions please. Act 4, the entry. Page 223, number 3. But you should all be well past the book stage by now. 4 sections of 12. Columns of 2, and a slow entry, thank you. It's not a race to the footlights. Singer, you'll get your turn at the front later, and all your aunties will see you. Barbara, you're out of line. Thank you. That's perfect. You ready, Douglas?
Yes.
Muriel? Lovely. Then off we go, my hearts.
Well, that's what I like about Hector. You know exactly where you are.
You certainly do. Back in the drill square with the KOSB. Another one, Sinclair?
Oh, good evening, Douglas.
One for you, Veronica. Spritz Arell.
Lovely, Douglas. Gosh, isn't it nice to have him back? Oh. And I'm going to be a proper slave girl after all.
Oh, yeah.
I've never suited gumboots in my life. Gosh, who's the hunk with Hector?
He's new. I'm sure that I've noticed him.
All very well, but I'll still be paying bills for Nazi raincoats well into the middle of next season. And even if him coming back means tickets are going to sell, we're still going to have to sell hundreds more than we did last year, just to break even. So, while it's all very well, it's no going to balance books, is it? We were 8,000 down before we even began that young man's nonsense. Oh, yes, thanks. Bacardi and Coat, Maureen.
Right, you are, dear.
I mean, after 6 goes at the grand entrance and 4 times through the dungeons, I think I've earned it.
2 Bacardi and Coats, please.
Would you look at that, by the way?
Oh, my.
He's a big laddie.
Could be the 7th Chippendale.
ladies, may I introduce our newest member? Senga, Maureen, this is Wayne, Dr. Benson, our executioner.
Pleased to meet you.
Good evening, ladies. Pleasure is mine. We've got a very lovely company here. Mind if I sit down?
Well, make yourself at home. In here, by me.
I'm delighted he's better, the health-wise, but he's just so dispiriting to watch, Douglas. There's a whole opera there, and he does nothing with it.
Listen, Gary, they all get on time. They know where to stand, they can all see me, and they can all get off on time. That's not nothing, Gary, that's everything. Now, if you'll excuse me, one or two people are waiting for their drinks.
Leave the trouble I'd gone to, Ralph. I'd scoured Edinburgh for used corrugated iron sheeting for Gary's prison camp. You'd think there'd be tons of it around in skips and the like, but there isn't. Not when you start looking for it.
Dreadful.
But I've actually got quite a lot of it. It's all in the garden. Quite an impressive amount. In fact, Mum's had a word with me about it.
It must be dreadful for you. But please, excuse me, Dennis. I just want a word with our newest and biggest member.
I'll see you around then, Ralph. At the dress, if not before.
Nice to have a proper talk with someone. Nice man, Ralph.
Yeah, I'd better be going. Oh, oh, it's lovely, isn't it? It's just like old times having Hector back. Oh, and he's lovely. Do you know what it is, Dolly?
What is it, then?
You know where you are with Hector, so you do.
You certainly do.
Or at least, you know where you're supposed to be. Oh.
We'll just have to get started, Hector. Did you know Senga's refusing overtime for the band if we go past 10:30? And they're pretty suspicious already. The bassoons are talking about cash up front, nightly. Not long now, Douglas. We're getting there. Well, if we don't get a move on, all the trombones will be across in the pub. Ralph! Ralph! What are you doing on the stage?
Just time to fill the space, Hector. And remind me, are the green tapes in Act 2 me or the scenery?
They're you, Ralph.
Oh, so thanks.
Mind you, sometimes it's hard to tell.
And where am I supposed to get 40 bales in 24 hours from and on a budget?
The co-op, Senga. Neck curtain.
I'm sure I can find someone to let it out for you.
Senga! Senga!
Yes, Ralph?
Are my greaves and armlets dry yet?
Ron seeing to them. Ron for props, Ralph!
Thank you.
Hector! You are not going to believe what that man has done.
What is it now, Douglas?
Dennis.
Oh, of course.
That man has built the wrong ark. He has not built the Ark of the Covenant. He has built Noah's Ark in sections. Oh, dear. The stern section of Noah's Ark is now blocking the entire steam dock. And the rest of it is outside and has just got a ticket for double parking.
But, Douglas, you said the Bible. It's all as per the book.
Well, I scaled it down a little. I'm sure you did, Dennis, but it's the wrong ark. We wanted the other ark. The Ark of the Covenant.
What?
The Ark of the Sacred Scrolls.
Oh.
The Ark of Indiana Jones.
Oh, that ark. I see. Sorry.
A box, Dennis, not a ship.
Right, Douglas.
keep that man away from me. We'll have it all sorted out by tomorrow. A tea chest and some baking foil. Ron can do that. Why do we do this, Hector? It keeps us sane, Douglas.
Oh, listen to them, Hector. I really can't hold them any longer. We'll have to get going.
We're all ready now, Douglas. Stage ready, Muriel. Take out the house, Ron. Dress the tabs. All yours, Douglas.
Thank you, Hector.
So, off we go.
Ladies and gentlemen of the chorus, this is your half-hour call. Your half-hour call. Thank you.
Oh, God, I'm so nervous. I need to go to the laboratory again. Oh. Now, there's plenty of time, girls. Don't exhaust yourselves.
Dolly, Dolly, could you possibly lend me a light in a 17? I don't know what happened to mine.
There you are, dear. You're looking fine already. That could be a real tan.
Bill's over here. I had no idea you were so crowded up here in number 8. Terrible for you. I mean, us.
Of course, you've always been downstairs till now, haven't you, Senga?
Of course, you've never been there, have you, Veronica? Nice tan, no? The plaster real.
And remember, girls, there were no wristwatches at the fall of Jerusalem.
Oh, those types will have to go too, Sheila.
Oh,
no, never mind your veins. That's what your makeup's for. Now, I must just pop downstairs.
What's my name? Barbara, could I see
you? Ladies and gentlemen, this is your 15-minute call. 15 minutes. And all orchestra members to the band room, please.
Oh, yes. Bit of trouble getting the bassoons out of the bar again.
Sinclair, do you think I need a little more number 3 under my eyes?
Definitely not, dear boy. In fact, have you ever thought of trying to cut down a bit?
Sinclair. La, 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 la. So you bloody hat could fall down.
That's because you've got mine, Ralph. That's not the Prince of Israel's hat. It's the King of Babylon, size 8 1/4.
Ah, you're quite right, Sinclair. Thank you. That must be mine over there by the biscuits. God, I've got patio on my plumes.
Good luck, boys.
Oh, come in, Hector. Have a glass.
Oh, well, yes, thank you. Suppose I've done my bit now.
Rather a nice one. From down under, courtesy of Wayne. It's a whole crate here. He really is a very pleasant young man.
Mr. Robertson's the front box, please. Mr. Robertson.
That really is rather nice. I believe Sir Bruce is pretty good.
Come in.
Evening, everybody.
Wayne, come right in. Give us a hand with this wonderful claret of yours.
Oh, I might just. And if you'd like to meet the man who grew it, came over here for Saturday's game with Murrayfield. Come in, Dad. Meet the boys.
Bruce Sinclair, you old redbag. Nearly didn't recognize you in your party frock.
So, you two know each other?
Oh, from way back. Hong Kong white track.
Stage now, please. On stage now.
Are you all right, dear?
I don't know if I can do this, Dolly. I've never been so nervous. And all those flowers. I mean, people expect so much of me.
Oh, it's all right, Candy. Nerves are normal.
Not like this, Dolly.
Listen to me, dear. You're the best soprano in Edinburgh. And you're a lovely girl. So don't waste it worrying.
Oh, I know I shouldn't.
Just go up there and enjoy yourself. They'll love you, Candy. They'll just love you. And the most important thing is to enjoy that. Enjoy it while you can.
You know, I did last night.
I know you did. I saw you. So enjoy it again while it lasts.
I will, Dolly.
Because it doesn't last for long. Oh.
Thank you, Dolly.
Ladies and gentlemen, last call for Act 1 beginners. All Act 1 beginners on stage now. And our director wishes to say a few words to the company.
I just thought you'd like to know there's a full house out there. All here to enjoy themselves, as you are. Good luck to you all. You've worked well. You've earned it. So go out now and enjoy it. I'll see you at the end. It's all yours, Douglas.
Thank you, Hector.
Come on, dear. We're on.
Hector, I loved your show every night of it.
Yes. Of course, Wayne's very good. But you were there every night.
Not because of him, because of you, Hector. It was terrific.
So, you're interested in opera?
You did say so. We've got a little company back home.
Oh, really?
Professional. And our own opera house, a little Victorian gem. Of course, Toowoomba's a bit off the beaten track, but we're working on our reputation. With some success, I might say.
I couldn't get enough of us. It's curtain calls. Oh, I loved it. Wasn't it just wonderful?
You can't pay bills with curtain calls, Veronica. Theatre starts up again. Nabucco means buckets of body makeup, and that's no cheap. Even the printing's doubled since last year.
Oh, dear. Singer, dear. I wonder if you would just have a wee word about the money side of things.
All the company people, clients and so on. We've had boxes of them. I'm most impressed, Barbara, night after night. Quite a triumph for you as chairman.
Thank you, Douglas. A musical triumph, thanks to you.
Oh, great fun. Philip here tonight? He must be jolly proud of you.
Philip isn't here tonight, Douglas. He's in France.
So you'll be joining him shortly. Well-earned break and all that.
Philip and some of his cronies have started a restaurant in the Dordogne.
Oh, marvellous idea, living in the Dordogne.
But I shan't be talking to him.
I'm sorry.
But the girls are staying with me.
Mummy's talking is blue.
Will you excuse me, Douglas?
Yes, of course, Barbara.
Great deal of potential. So I want you to think about it, Hector. And I'll be at the Sheridan till Wednesday. Look forward to hearing from you.
It's certainly a very interesting idea.
Now, where's my son and heir and his lovely companion, Candy Sleuth?
Candy. There they are. Lovely couple. And dancing rather better than the natives.
Yeah, that's the kind of thing. And there's nothing more out of date than yesterday's fashions, eh, Gary? Good on you.
Hector! Thank you so much for everything. A wonderful show. Everybody says so. And have you seen the reviews?
Oh, one or two. Yours were very good, Ralph. And I saw that the chap in the Evening News liked your Palace, Dennis.
Yes, I was quite pleased about that. And I was very happy for Ralph. Confident, ringing and manly. That's what I call a good review.
So, what now, Ralph?
Oh, well, we're having a little outing, Dennis and me. We're off to Italy next weekend. Just for a little break.
So thanks, Hector.
Never everything.
Couldn't help catching that. The two gentlemen of Verona?
It's what the society's for, Douglas. Yes. The diversion of its participants.
And the edification of its patrons.
There's something...
On to you, Hector.
Well, I've just been made the most interesting offer.
Quite.
I'm not surprised.
Actually, he sort of bounced it off me. And Sinclair, of course. By way of getting a reference, I suppose.
Really?
So I gave you a good one. In fact, a real cracker. But it's no more than you're worth, Hector.
So you think...
No hesitation, Hector. No hesitation at all.
The only thing I would worry about
the is... The company? No worries there, Hector. Not anymore.
Really?
No. I've just spent 5 minutes with dear old Dolly. Bit of a surprise. I mean, we all knew she'd carve up for a bob or two. Sort of thing lawyers seem to sense somehow. But she's decided that rather than take it with her, she'd like to bail us out and set up some kind of trust. So we'd be in a much better position to manage without you.
That's awfully good of her.
A condition, of course.
Oh?
Remember how she kept saying,
I've always had a fancy for Aida.
So, Aida it is, next year. Not sure about the elephants, though.
A triumph, an absolute triumph.
Oh, and some more wonderful news for you, I gather, so the rumor goes. And I think there are about 40 slave girls over there, all wanting a wee dance with the director.
Oh, well, I suppose, if you'll excuse me...
Best thing, Hector, seize the day. Bloody marvellous, Douglas.
The good ended happily.
And the bad unhappily.
That is the meaning of fiction.
Sinclair?
Oh, just coming up.
In Dress Up and Sing, the cast was as follows. The part of Barbara was played by Barry Sylvester, Gary by Liam Brennan, and Hector by Alec Monteith. Douglas was played by Michael McKenzie, Dolly by Sheila Donald, and Sanger by Jan Wilson. Ralph was played by Mark Cox, Candy by Maria Miller, and Sinclair by Michael Elder. Veronica was played by Muriel Romanes, Dennis by John Yule, and Wayne by Ian Sexton. The Waiter and Theatre Tannoy by Michael Percival Maxwell. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The piano was played by Claire Liddell. Dress Up and Sing was written by Harry Quinn and Colin Douglas, recorded in our Edinburgh studios, and directed by Hamish Wilson.